You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
You know, they've been in network marketing for a while. They're not seeing success yet. What are some tips that you might give them? What are some suggestions?
So if somebody's been in network marketing for a long time and not getting results, and if somebody else is getting results in the very same company and getting the kind of result that person is requiring, then certainly something to do with me. If I was in a company like that and I'm spending a long time in that company not getting any result, but somebody else is getting in the same company, in the same country, selling the same product, the same compensation plan, I would focus a lot on myself, like, what is it that I, not necessarily like blaming myself, but ask exactly what is it that I'm not doing, maybe that person is doing. So that's basically where I would focus on if I were in a position where things are not working for me. Sometimes there's a reason why things take so long. There are things, like, I personally believe if something is taking long, that means I'm not ready to accept that kind of success myself. So I need to be worked on. Yeah, I need to be worked on. Sorry, that's my son. So I need to be
probably your mind.
And the level of work that require, the kind of difficulty that I would be facing every day would be to prepare me to that thing. So whenever I'm not getting the result that I want, I always feel like, okay, I'm not ready. Even when I make some kind of income and I'm brought back to whatever, I always like, okay, so that means I can't hold that kind of success. There are things that I need to learn. That's why I'm back again. Okay, so interesting. Then I need to start working again. So
wow, that is awesome. I mean, so two quick things, two really powerful things there, actually. One, how cool is it that in network marketing, you're able to even do that and say, well, if I'm in the same company, same system, same product, and someone else is having success, then you know, it's got to be something I'm doing. Let me see what they're doing. See, in traditional business, you may not be able to know that because the local restaurant isn't going to tell you how successful they are. You don't know their profit margins. You don't know, are they profitable or are they losing money every month? If you're in import-export, you may know nothing about your competitors. Like who are they? You know? And so that's a really powerful thing that you have inside of network marketing, is if someone else is in the same thing and they're creating success, and what can I learn from them? And I've actually never heard someone say it the way you said that. I've shared, there's a quote I heard a long time ago that says, although it may temporarily flex, you'll always be brought back to the income that matches your self-development. And I forget who said that, but I heard it years and years ago, but I've never actually heard someone say it the way that you just said it, which is really exactly that of, oh, I guess I wasn't ready for that. Most people be like, oh man, what's wrong? Oh man, this sucks. And that's really, really powerful because you're taking full accountability. You're saying, hey, I guess I got some works to do. And that's really powerful. I wish more people thought that way. Really, really good.
Right. So that's really is how I think. So today, especially, Ray, I mean, when I started network marketing in 2015 and 2004, sorry, in Ethiopia, you know, you don't have this kind of access where you are exposing people to. There is no social media then and things like that. And so the only source of resource you have to learn is literally your upline, and your upline might not even have that exposure. Today, people in network marketing have so much. In fact, it's just too much exposure right now. It's not a lack of knowledge. It's not a lack of information. It's too much information out there, which can also be like a distraction. But people really have no excuse on how to be successful, because that is just too much out there. Another thing that what you just said is what we take for granted. Coaching takes a lot of money. Like if I were to hire some successful person like yourself to coach me in a business, it cost me a lot of money. But most of us get the very same coaching service for free from our clients, but we still don't take it very seriously. So it's like in other, like you don't get what the secret of building businesses in a traditional business. And if you get it, you won't really get the whole information. And if you do get it, you have to pay a lot of money to get such kind of information. Here you get it for free, almost for a fraction of nothing. But still, you know, we could take it for granted, but it's network marketing is priceless. It's amazing. I was just having a meeting today with one of the most powerful person in South Africa, not in network marketing, but in very famous top 10 person in the country, highly influential. Like over 1 million people followers and very influential person. If he speaks something, everybody will know in the country. That's how powerful this person is. You would never think somebody like that would be interested in network marketing. Never. So today I had almost 1 hour meeting with this person.
Awesome.
Very interested in network marketing. Very interested. This person has many businesses in a traditional business.
Yep.
Very American in business. So it's also possible that we could undermine what we have and we don't really know how big it is, because a lot of big guys right now are actually looking into network marketing. They just need somebody to take it for them professionally,
right,
holding position for them. Yeah, so it's priceless. I mean,
I mean, I've been saying that so much this year, the last few months at least, of, hey, you should be talking to business owners. You should be talking to people that you think are outside of your sphere. You think are, no, they're too big. They would never. Those are the people to talk to right now, because this economy, there's a lot of people that haven't been able to pivot or haven't escaped the pandemic, you know, repercussions. And so, like, you know, restaurant owners, traditional business owners. I mean, I just think, man, it's such a good time to go and get people who have extremely high social networks, that know a lot of people that are, you know, maybe they're influential on social media, or maybe they're just influential locally.
Hey there, this is Rebecca Woods with the Higdon Group. If you're a leader who wants to greatly reduce frustration and improve your team's production, you might consider taking a look at our leader-specific programs. Simply go to higdongroup.com/presentation to learn how we can help you get the answers you need, overcome frustrations, and accelerate team growth. Go to higdongroup.com/presentation.